Triple bottom line. The concept of the triple bottom line was developed to illustrate the findings of the Brundtland Commission in 1987. The commission was appointed by the United Nations to analyze problems associated with development. The report, Our Common Future, began by noting the following. Until recently, the planet was a large world in which human activities and their effects were neatly compartmentalized within nations, within sectors, energy, agriculture, trade, and within broad areas of concern, environment, economics, social. These compartments have begun to dissolve. This applies in particular to the various global crises that have seized public concern. These are not separate crises. An environmental crisis, a development crisis, an energy crisis. They are all one. The triple bottom line, TBL, is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as an approach that measures the economic, social, and environmental impact of an organization's activities with the intent of creating value for both its shareholders and society. The concept is depicted graphically in Exhibit 5-20. Exhibit 5-20, triple bottom line. The exhibit suggests that sustainable actions result from an integrated analysis of potential social, economic, and environmental benefits and damages. An action that does not include consideration of all stakeholders, shareholders, employees, customers, suppliers, communities, future generations, is not sustainable. For example, a strategy that focuses on maximizing economic return to shareholders by abusing widely recognized employee rights may benefit shareholders in the immediate future, but it will not produce sustainable benefit, general benefit in the long term. Some critics have said that this illustration would be more precise if it added the dimension of time. Sustainable actions should be judged by their present and future impacts. A sustainable action may not be dead center. It may not satisfy all three perspectives equally, but it should attempt to represent all three views as much as possible. Finding the sustainable sweet spot often results from making trade-offs in one or more areas to create the greatest amount of common good. Let's look more closely at each of the triple bottom line perspectives. Social. The social sphere is often referred to as people. It can include members of the organization, employees, the supply chain, vendors, distributors, retailers, and society, customers, communities affected by the organization, institutions in those communities. An organization creates social good through actions such as providing standard wages and benefits to employees, conducting business activities in an ethical manner, for example, prohibiting bribery and conflicts of interest, paying taxes to maintain community services and country infrastructure, paying suppliers fairly and in a timely manner, operating in a manner that promotes healthful conditions, for example, by minimizing emissions that cause respiratory disorders and that respects the cultures of the communities in which it operates, minimizing competition with society over limited natural resources, such as potable water or buildable land, developing products that are safe and effective for consumers. Environmental. The environmental sphere is often referred to as planet. Environmental considerations can affect many aspects of operations, energy and water use, design of products and processes to maximize use of recycled, recyclable, and renewable materials, location of facilities to minimize effects on local plant life and wildlife, minimizing the creation and a release of hazardous emissions and waste. Economic. The economic sphere is often referred to as profit. The most obvious component of profit is the return an organization makes to its investors. A sustainable supply chain in terms of financial returns focuses on providing a competitive and stable return on investment to investors and lenders while protecting company assets. An organization can also add economic good to society, for example, by providing employment and training or by raising incomes. Sustainability initiatives also have an economic component. An example of this may be investing in fuel-efficient vehicles that reduce long-term fuel costs while also cutting overall emissions. Another key to the economic bottom line is that it promotes organizational strategies that enhance long-term shareholder value instead of attempting to capture short-term, unsustainable goals. A long-term economic perspective promotes additional considerations related to how profit is determined. First, economic profit should be calculated by deducting total costs over the lifetime of the investment. For example, a new process may yield an immediate profit to an organization, but it may also result in a higher incidence of repetitive stress injuries to workers or create waste that is costly to dispose of. These costs should be included in the calculation of profit. Second, profit calculations should include costs and benefits to society. For example, an organization's uncontrolled use of water supplies may require neighboring communities to drill new wells or install new water treatment systems. This cost should be subtracted from the operation's profit. The sustainable sweet spot. The purpose of the triple bottom line is to help organizations identify and weigh the possible effects of their actions. This can help them choose among alternatives or improve their alternatives. An example will help show how the TBL analysis can inform and shape an organization's strategic decisions. Consider a food processing company that wants to expand and is considering a particular location. Applying the TBL to the situation, the organization's leader finds the following people. There is a high rate of poverty in this area. By opening a facility in this community, the organization can relieve poverty and provide valuable skills that will benefit employees in the future. There is a tradition in this community of using child labor. This conflicts with the organization's commitment to international labor standards prohibiting the use of child labor. Plan it. Food processing is a water-intensive business, and the facility could put pressure on water supplies for the community and local farmers. At the same time, locating the facility nearer the food sources would decrease transportation and the use of fossil fuels. Profit. Transportation costs will be lower, as will labor costs since the organization will not have to compete for a small pool of workers. There is potential to generate additional profits by selling food waste to local meat producers as feed. Higher incomes in the area will attract or support other businesses. Community tax rolls will grow. This initiative would be close to the center of the TBL, except for the discoveries about the community norms regarding child labor and limited water resources. An organization might see the child labor issue as a violation of its code of ethics and pass on the project in this community. Or it could seek to attract sufficient adult workers by providing a child care service for adults with children up to 6 years of age. The organization could consider the benefits as being significant enough to invest in further research on how to implement sustainable water practices to offset the greater water use. For example, the organization could make its gray water, used water that is non-potable but contains no fecal matter or hazardous chemicals, available for use in the community, such as for fruit tree irrigation.